He speculates this, and I said he don't know for sure either. He said that he, in his statement to me, was, and I'm just being transparent, he said that Sam don't have the ability to get to that kind of those funds or whatever.
Look, I don't know, man.
I said, well, I know it happened in Rochester. I said it happened a few years ago to the city manager or whatever.
I have no idea.
Just another black guy for the city, though, first. You know that.
Listen, I don't give a fuck.
No, I agree.
Guys did something, they did something. Yep. That's it. Keep me the fuck out of it. I don't want to be part of them little fucking meetings or nothing. I don't want to have to testify to shit. So, fuck that. If they fucked up, they fucked up. They got caught, they got caught. Don't be scared now. You's a big man doing it. You know what I mean? I don't want to know shit. Leave me the fuck alone. That's where I'm at. Fuck that shit. You know what I mean?
Fuck. Well, like you said, it has nothing to do with our roof.
That's what I'm saying. So don't involve yourself in shit. Don't have anything to do with us. Them motherfuckers got to... They got to worry about that. You know what I mean? If a motherfucker wasn't retarded... I don't know, but he's fucking retarded, so...
Defense.
That's it. He's gonna be like Vinny. Get off. You know Vinny said that shit in court.
What?
They gave him a credit card, a whole bunch of money. I forget how many thousands. That motherfucker went and blew it all, and then never paid it back. So they took him to court, and Vinny said, "You know I'm retarded," and that's how he got off. Motherfucker's retarded, and didn't have to pay the fucking credit card company.
That's my defense.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No. Nobody had to pay. Yeah, fuck this.
Amy texted me twice. Surprised that, well, maybe they got their reasons, but I am surprised that they didn't consult in us, because in a sense we pension contributors are the victims, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's fucking cold. I'm gonna get fucking sick again. Fuck. Not a damn thing.
Talking about coaches.
Talked to Warfield yesterday. I said, "You putting in?" He said, "I don't know what you think." I said, "Fuck yeah." Blah, blah, blah. Talked to him. He's like, "All right." So I think he's putting in. That Dixon dude from center put in. Pidge put in, and Ernest Jeans.
Who? Dixon.
Dixon. So, Ernest, Pitch, Dixon, Warfield is going to put in. I don't know if somebody else put in yet. Wasn't nobody, though. Think oh, Vashawn.
Think I'm going to still be allowed on the sidelines?
Yeah.
Just asking.
You're with me.
Huh?
You're with me. Because Warfield, he said he wanted me still there. I know the other guys. The school board said they wanted me there. So, I'm good.
I just hope they keep the majority of y'all.
Yeah, they're going to have to. They just can't uproot everybody and bring all new fucking guys in.
When getting back to our department, when can we advertise as far as that class goes?
May.
Being a May. End of May.
Yeah, they graduate in May, so.
I forgot to tell you that that Smith kid, Smith, he came up to me at the Aliquippa Lincoln Park football game. He shook my hand. He was wearing his garb. He was wearing.
He's a good kid. He's in the military, but he's lazy as fuck. Lazier than a motherfucker.
I know him.
I know him. Coached him. He's lazy. He's a good dude, though. Yeah, but hey, I just don't want a motherfucker that's going to get lazy as hell. He'll be good, though. But I don't know if he wants to do local.
Art said there was like one day there was $12,000 in the bank, and the next day there were 2 days later it was a couple hundred thousand.
Okay, and take out that $12,000. You do the math, that equals up everybody's contribution to the pension. So you tell me who don't got access to it and who got access to it. My folks can stick with that lie if they want to. Paper trail don't lie. So Cheryl probably got scared when Matt went down there wanting to see that the paperwork. She might have called somebody.
Yeah, if that's what you're saying, yeah, I would guess that.
If she's a fucking whistleblower for
Head Start,
she told me out of her own fucking mouth she's the whistleblower for Head Start. So she might have got scared. I don't know. Probably figures I'm going to cover my ass. I don't know. I'm just saying. Our Edgel's a good one, and so is, you guys said McEwen. I mean, it all fits. So.
Let's see. From what I remember with Doug, or at least what Sam said, was, like his argument was never that he got the inappropriate regular pension amount.
It was the kicker.
It was the $400 thing.
Yeah, but if he goes with a complaint or whatever, and they look into it and they find other shit. If, say, it was Doug, and Doug brought a complaint to them.
All right.
Doug brought a complaint to them, and so they started looking into it, and that door led to another door, led to another door, led to another door, and they noticed there's a problem here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but when you, Sam admitted, I didn't want him talking in front of me, because like you said, I didn't want to fucking testify.
You don't
want to
testify, yeah.
But, Doug claimed that, you know how when you retire, you get 14 weeks of vacation until you get your pension, until your pension shows up. Doug believed that during that 14 weeks, technically you're still an employee, so you should get paid for your insurance should be paid for. And the city paid his full thing, and they shouldn't have. For all those months, 3, 4, 5 months, or whatever it was, until he got his pension checks. Well, then he said, I want the $400, and they said no. And what they did, what Sam said was, they just didn't say, in order to recoup their money that they paid him that they shouldn't have paid, they just kept $400 from him forever, however many months, until it was even. And then they could start paying $400 towards his insurance. That's what Sam tried to say. I don't know that any of that's true or not. That's what he said. The only thing that bothers me is I know Doug Edgell is always on the Beaver County. Everybody knows it about detectives double dipping. And that just, I explained it to you 1,000 times. I explained it to the mayor 1,000 times. Ralph Plante was on the phone just now. They don't even fucking put in for court hardly anymore. Because fucking the way they changed the fucking dates around. We hardly pay out any fucking court time. I swear to fucking God, I don't even know how we're arresting people.
I don't know, man, but shame on them if they did something. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? They don't got to do with our department. It does because it's our money, but we didn't do shit. So, I don't give a fuck.
Been normal since fucking Super Bowl because of this fucking shit. You guys ordered food or something?
They did down Pippies, whatever the fuck it is. John Lane was fucking blowing me off this morning. I kept him texting like 2 or 3 times. Did you guys eat? Something else. And then something else. I was like, fuck it. So me and Tap, I said, Tap. I came in, I don't know, maybe quarter after or something like that. So I said, Tap. I said, you eat? No. I said, you want to go get breakfast? He said, yeah. I said, where you want to go? He's like, Yanni's. I said, I don't want Yanni's. And I said, let's go somewhere.
I thought the juniors was all right the other day.
I figured they might have been there. And since John was playing me off, I didn't want to be around. So
it's his fucking boat now.
you know, he don't know when he's telling the truth. So when I said, Tap, where you want to go? We don't got to stay here. He's like, let's go to Eggs and That and Moon. I said, okay. So we went to Eggs and That.
I never ate that, but I heard it's good.
Maybe almost an hour or something like that. After I text John Lane, he texts back, said, yeah, we just got done. So you couldn't text that to me when I text you? You know what I mean? Like, where you couldn't tell me we just sat down or we're going now or whatever. You didn't. You just didn't say shit.
I did call him the other day about, remember when I just passed it off to you when he needed that doctor's excuse?
Yeah.
I did call him that day. He never called me back.
Man, that dude got issues, man. You never know what the fuck, like.
I don't know if he does it on purpose or just his crystals.
Man, it's like, what the fuck is your problem? You know what I mean? C-Lock was like, you should have called me. I said, no, fuck, he played me off. I should have hit him up like two or three times.
Who was I working with? Oh, Schooley. I worked with 311 yesterday. And me and Schooley were riding around. He said, you know, he says, fucking Center Township Police, he says, they look down at their nose to us so fucking bad. It's unbelievable. He goes, they're the snobbiest motherfuckers on earth, whatever. It looked like we're fucking stupid shit. He goes, but the only thing that he goes, I like about their department that don't necessarily seem in, like this department, is that them guys do shit together all the time and we don't. And I told him, I said, well, you know what? We got like a diverse group of people. Like, you know, Steve Roberts is Steve Roberts. Cochran is Cochran. He works fucking two jobs, blah, blah, blah. I says, then you got fucking people like Fran, who, listen, Fran ain't going out on the weekends to fucking dinner with people or whatever because he got special needs kids and blah, blah, blah. You fucking work every goddamn weekend as it is, so how the fuck are you going to go out and fucking have a good old time all night long whenever you work? You're trying, you made investments, you bought into a thing in Caribbean or whatever.
I don't know, man. But then he says shit like that, but then he acts like this. I don't get it. You know what I mean?
Well, you've heard me try 10,000 times to get you all off my camp.
Yeah, yeah.
But I understand, too, and I don't take an offense that the mountains ain't for everybody.
No, it ain't for me.
City boy. It gets dark out there, you ain't going out.
I'm scared of shit. Hear noises and shit. Damn. Listen, if they question him and he did something, he better not lie because the paper trail is going to be there. You know what I mean? Because he authorized shit. I mean, it's going to be right there. He can't say Duan made me do it. Because whose name is on it? You know what I mean? Duan's name ain't on it. Your name is on it.
From what I remember, I don't know if that guy in Rochester ever got arrested. But I think he got in trouble. Maybe he had to resign or do something or whatever. I don't know. Because that was... The cops actually found that out. I remember, like, the actual officers found out that shit was getting used or whatever. But I think Duan's as clueless as I am because he thinks that Sam don't have access to that.
I don't know, man. He has to because the city takes it out of our checks. Right? And then The city takes our pensions out of our checks and then they send it off. How do we need to have access to it?
Yeah, you would have access to it.
That's the fucking blind leading blind.
We made good progress with the evidence yesterday. We took...
That's what Tap said.
Me, Tap, Ryan, Schooley, and whoever else were, Donnie Lane. We took everything and spread all the years of evidence and put it all over the tables up there in their own years. Then bagged and packaged them up in plastic bags. And then we're putting them in boxes according to the years. And then we're going to have Cillo inventory, just make a spreadsheet of every single thing in every bag. And then we're Pudis is going to go down and get a judge to sign one destruction order so we can take it all up on a burn and burn it all. Get it all fucking, cleaned out. It's like something that should have been done for forever. Donnie, is Donnie out on daylight too? Address that evidence in the station. Fuck, he's probably at the station. Alright. You okay?
Hell yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, we didn't do shit.
Right. It happened. I mean, Joe,
you panicked.
We got some crazy motherfuckers. Even Cuckoo Ken. There's nothing I wouldn't do for him.
Right. You know? Right. Right. Listen. Don't panic, man. That was all that shit. Pension. It said it right there. I don't give a fuck. Because how many times do we try to tell the motherfuckers how to do something or what to do? They don't want to listen.
You remember when I started... When they wanted to... Shell wanted to give us...
Yeah.
Shell wanted to give us $1.7 million. Where's that at?
Right.
Ain't getting it. We ain't getting it. And they wanted to put it right in the general fund.
Why? Why ain't we getting it?
Because the mayor and council wanted to see the check first before they signed
it. It wasn't council,
because
I talked to Art. It was Dwan.
Yeah.
It was Dwan. Like, I call it what it is. He fucked it up. That's that bipolar shit, paranoid shit.
It is. But, we have to support our mayor, but you're right. I mean, it's just us talking.
Yeah.
I think he fucked that up.
Yeah. So.
But it's money we never had, I guess. I don't know. But we sure could have used it. I mean, our station is fucking disgusting.
Station, cars.
Any more word from Matt called me one time about possibly building a combined water authority and city or street or fire department. Fuck. Police department up by Old Eaton Park.
Right. I didn't hear anything. Matter of fact, I'm going to ask him today. What's up with that? Fuck. I'm
supposed to get work on Quinn's numbers and stuff to give to Myron what we owe him after the 30 days we whatever time we suspended him and that. Only that. You know what I mean? You owe him for the suspension and whatever vacation or everything. You know, he wants the fucking world and he ain't getting it.
What did you mean?
That down.
He was fired a year. You're going to work on the whole year's numbers?
No. The day they said, all right, listen, you're done. We're going to let you, you want to resign.
Sam should do that. He should have that.
He don't.
Okay, call payroll.
I got to look up at least to see how much vacation he got. But you're technically right. Payroll should have Saran.
Sam don't let her, though. That's the thing. Sam's micromanaging.
He does.
He's fucking everything up. Now your fuck-ups got you fucked. You want to be retarded. You know what I mean?
Needless to say, I ain't working on it today. I'm going to pick up my fucking granddaughter. And...
Why does he want those numbers?
Huh?
Why does he want the numbers? To say what we already gave him?
What happened was, in short, Quinn's demanding full pay all the way up to today, or whatever day we would bring him back. And uniform allowance, all vacation, Linmar, guaranteed Linmar, all this shit. With Jimmy Price, when he came down in my office, he's the president of the FOP, he said, Dawn, 30 days or a month after you guys fired him, you guys were going to fire him. When you finally did fire him, you said, okay, listen, you want to come back, we'll lift the fire, you come back, resign, we'll pay you everything we owe you.
We told him that a couple times.
We told him that. He said, Price says he declined, all right? He said, you can't keep going, and then we kept doing offer. He said, you can't keep stretching it all out until we owe you like a year's pay, and then say, okay, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Now you owe me a year's pay.
Right.
You can't do that. So we talked about it at the workshop session, and everybody was unanimous. No, we're not. They said, Chief, figure out exactly what we owe him for that 30 days or whatever, any unused vacation or whatever, and that's it. I thought the guaranteed Linmar shit got taken out first.
I don't know. But he used his vacation, Chief.
When did
he he had a week. He might have had a week, maybe. I remember he used his vacation because he went off of vacation for a week. And that's when he started his shit before he left. And then he had days, and I mean, he might have took a couple. So I know he don't got a full week's vacation left.
How are they? What are they doing with him? What is state police doing with him?
I don't know. They won't tell me. I know they're looking into him and they're doing something, but nobody.
Did they ever tell you how they claimed that it wasn't him in your yard?
They said we can't prove that he was or he wasn't, so they're just Xing both of us out. I said, all right. I said, now what about the others? He said, just to let you know without giving you too much information, we are looking into the other stuff. Now, Karen told me one time when state police went over there, they was talking to her and they wanted to know about Tommy Campbell's car. Who had it, who brought it in, who drove it out. She said, I want to say Quinn. They said, can you check? She checked. He said, yeah, it was Quinn. They said, can we have the paperwork on that? They said, here.
Yeah, he took it down. Didn't he take it down to the West Aliquippa?
Yeah. She said, he must have stole something out of there. I said, nah. I said, he tried to extort that car off of him. And I guarantee you, somebody fucking told on him.
Well, he was in constant conference with Caulifella, because I remember Caulifella telling me he was trying to do that shit.
Right. So, you know, I think there's a lot of shit on him that they're finding out, and they're probably putting everything together on that motherfucker. I also heard that Harrisburg was looking at the JNet shit on him. Somehow, somebody told somebody that Quinn was using our JNet after we fired him in Midland.
We know that,
but somebody told somebody that, and it got to Harrisburg. Harrisburg's looking into it.
I mean, the other one we're worried about, I'm concerned about, is Durango.
Why?
He ran his wife. But that was before the retraining and the test and everything else like that. So, he's suspended from JNet right now. Durango is.
Is he?
Yes. Yes. Until we get word back from them. Yeah.
Wow.
But with Ryan, I just asked Ryan about that yesterday because he worked 311, and he said that he's pretty sure the guy says he's gonna get a call back at any point in time, and they'll just consider it, quote, time served, you know, and don't do it no more. Because how it was found is one of the requirements we had to do for our penance was run these audits. Ryan ran all the audits to show who all did what. You had to, like, for instance, somebody ran, one officer ran another officer.
And you said John Lane.
Here was the accident or something. But the accident report or something. I don't know. I can't remember. That was explained. But then when Ryan ran Durango's, he found out he ran Durango's wife.
Mm-hmm.
He ran his own wife. And he said that was for a loan application or something. I don't know what the fuck it was. But Ryan did a report, suspended him like he's supposed to, and sent it to that dude. Remember the dude that interviewed all of us in our station or whatever, and we're waiting for him to say whatever.
Damn.
I know one thing about me and you for sure. We ain't never using fucking JNet. We ain't fucking proving nothing.
Nobody getting shit.
Nope.
Nope. That's it. Damn.
Keep in touch with me this weekend.
I'll let you know. I'm doubling tomorrow.
You sick motherfucker.
I'm doubling tomorrow. Shit, I was supposed to double yesterday and today, and Donnie Lane bumped me. He bumped me like four times off of four shifts, fucker. It's all good, though.
Well, has everybody even seen it?
Hmm?
Because in my opinion, the way that reads is...
got to be distributed evenly.
It's got to be distributed evenly, but...
senior officers first.
But if you see it, and you don't, like, right now, I'm the senior guy.
Uh-huh.
I can't go down there right now and bump you off.
Why?
Because I already seen it, and I have my opportunity to...
okay.
You agree?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that sounds...
you know what I mean?
Yeah. But Donnie,
I had the opportunity to take my shifts.
I told Donnie, I said, damn, Donnie, I said, you only bumped me. No, I said, yeah, everyone you bumped, it was me. It was only me. You know what I'm saying? And
you
don't mind? No. I was just busting his balls. And he's like, oh, I'll give you a couple back. You know, I said, nah, I'm fucking with you.
Listen, I don't want no riffs about that. If somebody's bitching or something, I'm going to have one of mine, for God's sake.
Yeah, nobody's bitching. I was just busting his balls because the motherfucker don't work. You know what I mean?
No, certain people don't work any overtime, boy. But then that's good, because people like you and I do. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Shit. Fuck it.
We're down to fucking, like, I just did the bill for Linmar. We're down to like $50-some-hundred. I got a sticky note on my thing. So, dude, that's like about six weekends of it's 32 shifts, so to speak. So that's like basically a month and a half.
Roberts asked me this morning. I said,
so we got to save that for fucking May and June.
That's what I said. Roberts asked me this morning. I said, I don't know. Chief said he was looking at the money, how much we got left. I said, if he ain't posting it, he's probably saving it for May and June before it gets renewed in July. Okay.
He hasn't been working any overtime, I thought, because of his divorce.
He'll work them. He's like Fran. He'll work Linmar. There's shifts up there. There's midnight shifts open.
And now I'm doing 3 midnight daylights.
You're fucking nuts.
You want them?
Nope. Fuck that.
Touch this weekend.
Oh, well.
Make sure the guy stays
you
settled
leaving?
Or something like that.
You about to leave?
Not yet. Not for another half hour or so.
Alright.
I gotta leave. Her bus gets off at, her school lets out at 2:32. So it takes me 40 minutes to get there from my driveway to her parking lot. So I gotta leave at 10 to 2 to be there exactly 2:30 sharp.
Okay.
And this fucking... like, there's so many things I want to say to this bitch. Like, you're fucking costing me time at work. You're costing me money. You're costing me all kind of shit, gasoline. Fuck, I'm filling my truck up all the time driving fucking out there.
Fucking
this fucking
around.
Whore won't... and a bus stop's like a block from my house to go to Central Valley.
Right.
Not even.
Right.
Like, we never have to drive her to school anymore.
Right. Hey, it's all good, though. It worked out.
She looks at me, Joe, honest to God, she looks at me at night, she lays in bed. I never thought, trying not to get emotional.
Yeah.
I never thought that, like, I could handle something like this. And, like, she lays in bed with, and, like, last night she came and laid in bed between us. Or not last night, the night before. 2 nights ago when I didn't work a double. We're laying in bed, she comes and lays between us. And I can see her eyes kind of watery and stuff. And saying, like, Grandma Pappy, I love you. You know that, I do. I love puppies. I love living here, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, of course, we're telling her, well, Madison, we want you to be here. You know, we want you to feel safe. We want you to sleep good. get good rest. We don't want your mind going 100 mile an hour. Like, oh my, like this morning we were feeding the dogs, and I buy the big ass bags for dogs at PetSmart.
Yeah.
You know, they're like $60 a bag. Well, once it gets so far down, I use scissors and cut it, mm-hmm. make it smaller. Mm-hmm. Well, it's getting down where we need a bag. Well, she went to pick it up, and she went to, all she did was had the bag, and she was going to put it on the island, and she went, I'm sorry, Pappy, am I allowed to put the bag on the freaking island? I'm like, yes. Like, yeah, what? She's so fucking scared to do anything fucking wrong.
She's been abused, man.
I don't want her to fucking, I look at her with her, I can't say I love you enough in a day. I can't hold her enough.
She's been abused.
On the other hand, I don't want to spoil her, fuck things up where she turns into some fucking spoiled bitch. You
right.
know what I mean?
Well, she's old enough, you explain that to her. Hard work and all that shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
She does. I said, you understand that, listen, you are safe and you are loved and you are wanted more than anything in the world. This is not a burden on me, Grandma.
Right.
We want you here. And understand this. This is the deal. We will get you everything you could possibly need, what you need. We will get you prom dresses. We will get you phones. We will get you college. We will get you whatever you fucking clothes. We'll get you everything you need in life. In return, the only thing we ask is do you be a good lady like Aunt Elizabeth and Aunt Leah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, be proud of yourself, have self-esteem, self-respect, that you do good in school. You stay away from trouble. You recognize the word trouble. I said, you just be a good person, a good human being, a loving human being. I said, that's all we want. That's the deal. Is that the deal? Yes. Yes, Pappy. Yeah, that's all we need. That's the deal. But she's so, I could sense like she's worried about, like a dog, like we're about to snap on her.
Yeah. Yeah. She's abused. You know what I mean? Shit she went through. That's what she knows. You just got to keep showing her that you love her and you're there for her.
I guess there's a, my wife told me about, within the next month or so, there's a national Bring Your Kid to Work Day or whatever.
Probably. Bring her down.
She asked about it. I said, fuck, yeah, I'll bring her down. I want her to just, meet everybody and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Fuck it.
Meet crazy ass Nadine. When you come in and snap out and say it's on, we're going fucking, that's like Fred Sanford and Aunt Esther.
Yep. That's some funny ass shit. It's so funny. She gets so mad too.
Dumb as a stump. But you know what? What the fuck? What are we going to do with her without her?
I know. You know what I mean?
She's like a part of the fucking station.
Yeah. Because without her, it'd be kind of boring.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. At least she's there. We can fuck with her. She gives it back.
She does.
She gives it back.
The only thing that still bothers me is when she calls you boy.
Yeah.
Because that bothers me. I hate my guys being disrespected.
Fuck it.
All right, partner.
All right, Chief. I'm going to head down to the station.
Stay in touch.
All right.